Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have a new president.
We do.
And that's come with all the pomp and circumstance and
right.
all the excitement of the inauguration. But you had been doing a little bit of research on what was a fairly major plank of President Barack Obama's platform, and have found some nuggets in there that mm-hmm. relate to rural Minnesota.
Well, yeah, I went through and found actually a summary of the big Recovery and Reinvestment Act that is apparently on the table right now, came through my hands the other day. And so I went through that to see what was in there for rural America and consequently rural Minnesota. And I found that there were several things actually in there that were really interesting and would be pretty nice if they actually survived and made it through the other side.
Right.
Probably one of the first big ones is investment in broadband. And they're talking about a considerable amount of money, you know, in the upwards of $6 billion for broadband investment for rural and underserved areas. And this would basically be to improve and build out the infrastructure so communities could participate in all the cost savings and improvements that would come for things like e-commerce and business and education and healthcare. And that was always an important plank in Obama's platform. And so it's interesting to see that that's survived and still in there. And that's targeted specifically at rural areas. Other areas in there were small business development, guaranteeing loans for small businesses in rural areas, which is important right now to help give lenders the confidence to lend to small businesses, you know, with the credit crunch the way it is right now. Other things, considerable investment in clean water, flood control, environmental restoration, things like that. Additional money going into wastewater treatment and drinking water treatment plants for rural America. This would be an important thing for the individual states, because that is something that's really important to, well, crucial to small communities, but
right.
it's a huge cost item. And that money does generally come from the federal government. And if they can't come up with it, then it either doesn't get done or the states have to come up with it somehow.
And you're right, it's an enormous cost. What about roads?
Yeah, there's extra money in there for roads, targeting specifically roads and bridges in rural areas. That's important for businesses because you know, they need to be able to haul those goods around. And then there was another line specifically targeting rural home buyers, putting some money in to guarantee home loans for people that want to buy their own homes. And so there were lots of things in there that were targeted specifically for rural.
Well, and of course, as you pointed out, this is in a bill currently, but we don't know how it's going to look at
right.
the other side.
Anything could happen to it.
When they do all the negotiations, but it's certainly somewhat encouraging to rural Minnesota and rural America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.